Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your hostess, Miss Behave, and I hope everyone's doing all right on this Thursday evening. How's everyone feeling out there? I hope everything is everything. And we're here. We are back here with another episode of Unleashed with Miss Behaving. And we have a new topic tonight, and I think you'll find this quite interesting. Last week we spoke about older men and younger women. Well, we want to just switch it up a little bit and discuss older women and younger men. So, of course, this is kind of ironic, isn't it, that it comes during a time where you're hearing about the whole R. Kelly thing and his antics. Well, we're not talking about illegal aid, and we're not talking about holding people against their will, and we ain't talking about parents who are pissed off and trying to gain back their parental roles. That's definitely not what we're talking about here. We are talking about two consenting adults who are, you know, doing their own thing, and they're dating. They are dating openly. They are, or privately, you know, and they're having a good time, and there's no media involved. there's no police involved, there's no investigation involved. So this is a topic about two people having a good time, and there's no drama underneath it, behind it, in front of it, around it. That's what we're talking about. So we have some feedback, though. We do have some feedback from listeners who wanted to chime in about the topic, and that's fine. What I'm doing, if I sound a little bit different, I've been I'm walking around. I'm actually just walking around trying to soak in some good, positive, and sexy energy. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what I feel like I need. So I want you guys to bring that through the airwaves with me. Make me feel good, because I'm definitely going to make you feel good. That's my goal. That's my intent. That's my goal. That's my intent. So like I said, we are talking about sex with younger men, the Cougar Chronicles. And, you know, we need to find out, you know, why women turn to younger men, or what they call cubs, as opposed to dating men their age or older. They are, or in that age realm, in that age category. Right now, you know, you may be noticing that women are dating younger. They are finding younger men more appealing, more their equal when it comes to excitement and exploration and just something different, you know, just having that spark. So we are going to talk about that, and tonight it is an hour-long show, so we're going to put some info out there for you, and I'm going to give you some bonus info when it comes to sex. My favorite topic. So I hope you're ready for that. So let me tell you, I'm reading this book. This book is called Diary of a Submissive, A Modern True Tale of Sexual Awakening by Sophie Morgan. And I picked up the book because of its bold title. And I started reading it, and I'm like, whoa, like the beginning of the book. It gets you. So what I want to do, because I'm one to share and not be selfish with any information or juicy stuff, I'm going to read a snippet of it and just let you know, like, how intense this could be. Let's see. Did I just lose my place here, please? All right. Here you go. Right in the beginning, right? You might have slipped outside to make a call on your phone when you first saw us, or, if you're so inclined, have been finishing a crafty cigarette before heading back into the warmth of the bar. Either way, we draw your attention, standing in a gap between the buildings, across the street, and along a little way from where you're standing. Don't get me wrong. That's not to say I'm especially stunning or that he is. We look like any other couple on a night out, neither unusually dressed nor especially loud, not even remarkable in our unremarkableness. Excuse me. But there's an intensity, something brewing between us that stops you short, making you look, in spite of the fact it's bloody cold and you were actually getting ready to go back inside and rejoin your friends. His hand is clenched around my upper arm in a grip so visibly tight, even from this distance, that you wonder fleetingly if it's going to bruise. He has pushed me up against the wall, his other hand tangled in my hair, holding me in place, so when I try and look away for help, I can't. He isn't particularly big or broad. In fact, you'd probably describe him as a nondescript if you were to bother describing him at all. But there's something about him, something about us, that makes you wonder for a minute if everything is all right. I can't take my eyes off him, and the obvious depth of my awe means for a second you can't either. You stare at him intently, trying to see what I see, and then he tugs on my hair, pulling my head closer to his in a sharp movement that makes you instinctively step a bit closer to intervene. Before those stories and the papers about Good Samaritans meaning sticky ends flood your brain and pull you up short. Closer now, you can hear him talking to me. Not the full sentences, you aren't that close, but enough words for you to get a sense. For these are evocative words, vicious words, ugly words that make you think perhaps you really might have to step in at any moment if this escalates further. Slut. Whore. You look at my face, so close to his, and see fury glittering in my eyes. You don't see me speak because I don't. I'm biting my lip, as if I'm restraining the urge to respond, but I remain silent. His hand tangles tighter in my hair, and I wince, but otherwise I stand there and not passive, exactly. You can feel the effort it is taking for me not to move as if it were a tangible thing, but certainly self-control weathering the verbal onslaught. Then a pause. He is waiting for a response. You move closer. If someone asks you, you say it was to check to see that I was all right, but in your heart you know that actually it's curiosity, pure and simple. There is something feral, primal, about the dynamic between us that draws you closer, even as it almost repulses you. Almost. You want to know how I was going to respond, what happens next. There is something dark and yet compelling about it that means while normally you'd be horrified, instead you're intrigued. You watch me gulp. I run a tongue along my bottom lip to moisten it before trying to speak. I start a sentence, tail off, eyes flickering down to break from his gaze as I whisper my response. You can't hear me, but you can hear him. Louder. I'm blushing now. There are tears in my eyes, but you can't tell if they are of anguish or of fury. My voice is clearer, even loud on the night air. My tone is defiant, yet the flush on my cheeks and running along my collarbone visible under my open jacket betrays an embarrassment I can't hide. I am a slut, sir. I have been wet all evening thinking about you fucking me, and I will be very grateful if we can go home now and do that. Please. My defiance cracked by the last word, which comes out as a soft plea. He runs a finger idly along the edge of my skirt. Low cut enough that there is a hint of cleavage, but not exactly slutty, and I shiver. He starts to speak, and the tone of his voice makes you restrain the urge to shiver too. That almost sounded like begging. Begging, slut? You see me start to nod, but I get pulled up short by his hand in my hair. Instead, I swallow quickly, shut my eyes for a second and answer. Yes. A pause, turning into lengthening silence, a breath and night almost be quiet, sigh. Sir. His fingers still running along the curves of my breast as he speaks. You look like you'll do pretty much anything right now to be able to come, would you? Do anything? If you want to find out what happens next, you would need to go out and get the book, or get the book at the library, Diary of a Submissive, A Modern True Tale of Sexual Awakening by Sophie Morgan. Do I promote literature to promote for self-indulgence? I do this just to share information with you, and I found just the opening of that intriguing. I swear, I went into the bookstore, saw the title, and I'm like, whoa. Then I read the beginning, the prologue, and I'm like, whoa. Mind you, I have not finished reading this book, but for those of you who are interested and intrigued by what this is about, you should check it out. You should check it out. Diary of a Submissive, okay? So, yes. So let's get into the topic, you guys. Do you have your wine? Do you have your beverage? Do you have your cocktail? Please say you do, because we're going to go right into this. All right, and for those of you who would like to chime in and give me some feedback on this, please, 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 I welcome you. Guests, please call in. The number is area code 657-383-0398. Again, the number is 657-383-0398. For those of you who are a little bit apprehensive of calling in but still have some thoughts that you would like to share, you can always hit me up on Facebook. You can send me a message. You can inbox me. Unleash Your Inhibitions. That's where you'll find me on Facebook. And if you have not liked or you're not following on Facebook, please do Unleash Your Inhibitions. That's who I am. And there you also find some information about our upcoming shows, too. So you want to just go ahead and like on that. So anyway, Let's get into this topic. So men date and marry younger women all the time. It's nothing new, right? I mean, you see it, you read about it, you know, some of you maybe even write about it in your blog, but, you know, it happens. I mean, just take, for instance, I mean, you have politicians who are marrying up or younger, however you want to look at it. With the French president, how old is he? He's 39. He's 39, and his wife, how old is she? She's 64. 64, that's like a 24-year gap. All right? And, you know, if you want to talk about Trump, we could. Trump and his wife, first lady, they are 23 years apart, okay? So women now are really defying the stereotype about age, and you know, we're not talking about the old days where, you know, the man has to be older and the woman has to be younger, and this is her place in life, this is her place in career, this is her place in home and education. No, women are excelling. They are defying the stereotypes. They're in these careers, and they are actually waiting later to have families, to raise a family. And for those who are already mothers, they're still excelling in their career. They're still doing the thing, and they're busy while keeping it sexy. Sex appeal of women in their 40s, women in their 50s, women in their 60s. You may call them cougars. You know, I just call them women who are doing the damn thing. And they are just representing and saying, you know, this is what I want. This is what makes me happy. I don't care what anyone says. And I admire that. I dig it. That's sexy. That's hot. And younger men are finding older women more appealing because why? Well, I mean, in my opinion, you know, she's not looking for someone to take care of her. She's not looking for someone to take care of her children because why? She's already established. Right now, she's just trying to kick it, you know, or she's trying to find someone who is on her level when it comes to ambition or just having a good time and just sharing life without the drama. Older women, where younger men are finding that, older women are exuding a different type of confidence. You know, they're self-knowing. They know what they want. They know that they don't want to play any games. That's just not what they're trying to do. They're trying to just be with you. If they like you, they like you. If they don't, they move on. So some older women, they're going by dating men because that's it. No strings attached, and this is what I want. So they're sexually uninhibited. They're not trying to sit around and say, oh, does he really like me? I'm not sure. All the doubts and all the questions and stuff. There's no gray area when it comes to older women when it comes to dating a younger man. Women will go for a younger man. They're dating younger because they can keep up. they can keep up. So age should not matter when, you know, when there's both adults involved and they're consenting, right? But, you know, there are some pros and cons, right? So we can go down that. I mean, there are some pros and cons. There are, I did get some responses from some friends who said, you know, I couldn't date a younger man because it'll feel like I'm babysitting, or, you know, they're close to my oldest child's age. I mean, they can be friends. So, no, I couldn't dare do that. What do you think? What do you think about that? I think that there are different types of women out there, you know, older women who are going for the younger men. There are women who like the young man who is athletic, you know, basically someone who is physically fit, you know, a model type, or, you know, got this really nice face, basically like a trophy. You know how some men, they go for women who are just really pretty in the face. They are just so put together. They look great when you take pictures with them. Who cares about the substance? Who cares what their intelligence is? Physicality is more important. Very superficial, right? But there are women who are like that, who say, you know, I don't care what comes out of his mouth. It's what he looks like. That's what I want. I want somebody who I can look good with when we're walking out or stepping out somewhere. And then there are other women, they're a little bit more into substance. They want a relationship. They want substance. They want someone who they can spend time with, quality time with, without the madness, of course. They just want someone to fill that need, that void, where it's emotionally and physically. And it has nothing to do with just the physical thing. It has a lot to do with, you know, can this person make me feel good inside? And can he stimulate me intelligently? You know, can we have a conversation without me being embarrassed? So, there are different types of women who look for certain types of men, or certain types of younger men, to fulfill their needs. The pros when it comes to messing around with a young man, well, I think, you know, it's that youthful energy. You have that youthful energy on. He sees things differently. He sees things with new eyes, which gets you, like, seeing things with new eyes. Rejuvenated, you know? You're like, oh, yeah, I didn't think of it that way, because I was brought up in this generation. I was brought up in this era where things are a little bit more reserved, or a little bit just, you know. So that youthfulness, that youthful energy, that will make a woman feel young again. That's what she wants. She don't want to feel like she knows she's growing old, but does she have to feel old every day? No. So that's a pro. Another one is, you know, like I mentioned, you know, the refreshing perspective, the different outlook on life, different outlook on things that are happening around them. My favorite would be the bedroom stamina. Let me tell you, I'm at my sexual peak, okay? That's, without saying, you know, my exact age, I'm at a time in my life where I can really indulge, okay? And at my age, I need someone who can match that. And younger men can match that. Younger men can match that. They have the bedroom stamina. Now, not to knock out the older men cannot, but it's very rare. I seldom have met anyone that's my age, a little bit older, who can actually match me. And I'm not bragging, I'm not boasting, I'm just saying that this, it is what it is, and that's that. So I can get down with the idea of why older women go for younger men because of the bathroom stamina. Men's stamina decrease at the same token when women, their stamina increase. So we got to have a happy medium here. So if we miss that land of opportunity, you know, to be compatible, I'm telling you, these older women, they're going to look somewhere else and find that man that can catch up or, you know, take them for a nice round, a two or three. Another pro is the ego. You know, when I'm dating a younger man, and he just simply adores the hell out of me. He's telling me I look good. I'm looking good for my age. I'm looking good. Oh, you feel good. Look at you. You smell good. Man, you got your stuff together and all this stuff. Man, that kind of does something with your ego, doesn't it? It makes you feel a little good. You stick your chest out even bigger. You know, you feel like you got a push-up bra on all of a sudden because he's telling you some things that you like to hear. So it's an ego boost. You know, you got this young man admiring you, you know, and not afraid to show it. That's sexy. I find that younger men are less jaded. Do you? I agree with that statement. Someone had mentioned that. They said that, you know, when you date a younger man, they're less jaded. They are, their heart is not broken as many times, or they didn't have those bad experiences or several bad experiences with women. So kind of have that belief in love or finding love or just enjoying life without the heartache and the heartbreaks and disappointments. Whereas when you're dealing with an older man, he's a little bit more cynical, and, you know, he may be divorced, and he's just kind of, like, pissed and stuff like that. And, you know, the older woman's not trying to hear all that. She may have her own issues. She may have already had her divorce and infidelity issues going on in her previous relationship. And she's not trying to go into a new relationship where that person's like, yeah, me too, man. Let me tell you about mine. You know, she's like, look, I'm trying to move on. Let's just enjoy life. That's a different chapter. So you got to think about that. When you're dealing with a younger person, younger man, and let me just clarify, when I say an older woman dating a young man, I am talking about someone who is of age, someone who is over 21, they're legal. And whether this woman is 31, 41, 51, 61, dating this 21-year-old, that's what I'm talking about. That's the what I'm trying to clarify here for you. So before you guys get all a little confused and start walking away from me, that's what I mean, okay? All right, so there are some cons. Can you tell me some cons? What are some negative aspects when it comes to messing around with a young buck? Ladies, if you'd like to chime in, please do. Please do. The number is 657-383-0398. Tell me, what you think? Why is it bad to have sex with a man younger than you? There is a generational gap, isn't it? I mean, if you're dating someone who's 10 to 20 years younger than you, there are a lot of things that you grew up on that they have no idea. Take for instance, think of a song that you grew up on. It's a classic. And They never heard of it. They never heard of it. Let me think of a song. What's a song? There's like so many songs going through my head, and I just can't pick one. Isn't that something? But think of like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sing a song. So that, or Stevie Wonder, just any one of Stevie's songs. I mean, a million of them, right? Can you imagine that? You know, these are the songs that you grew up on. Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. Listening to Billie Jean. I mean, all that, or even I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. What's another song that, you should listen to and like, oh, I grew up on that. You know, Flashlight, The Atomic Dog, any song by Queen, all these songs that we grew up into, grew up listening to. And then you start dating this sexy motherfucker. And then you just say, oh, I remember this song, and you start singing to it. And they just look at you like you're from outer space. And you're like, wait a minute, you never heard the song. And they're looking at, no. Even if you go like hip-hop music, you're into hip-hop music. Can you imagine? Like, I grew up in the era of listening to Run DMC, listening to the Beastie Boys, listening to the Fat Boys. Listening to MC Light, MC Shan, KRS-One, Public Enemy. All these artists that I grew up on listening to in high school. And then I'm dating someone 20 years younger than me. They're probably like, oh, I remember that. I heard that on some movie, some crazy comedy, where they just remake songs. Or even in these animated films, they're starting to use a lot of old songs, too, to revamp. And they take these new breed artists to sing it. And then this young buck is like, oh, yeah, such and such made that song. No, they didn't make that song. Stevie Wonder made that song. Who? you get my point? Even if you go far back and listen, watching I'm just going into a tangent now, am I? Listening, watching Alfred Hitchcock, oh, Benny Hill. You remember the Benny Hill show? So that's a con, okay, generational gap. Listening, watching all these shows, these TV programs that you have fond memories of, and it pulls at your heartstrings a little bit, and then you try to share that moment with your new boo. And they're like, oh, they just kind of smile and give that polite smile. And then you have to, like, pull out a DVD or on YouTube so they can actually see something, and they're like, oh, wow, that was so long ago. I wasn't even born, And it's like, oh, fuck you, You weren't even thought of. So so just imagine, you're with someone that young. So that's that generational gap. Do you want to be bothered with that, ladies? Would that make you feel older? Would that make you feel like, wait a minute, maybe this is a turnoff. My panty is not even getting wet now because I'm thinking about how young he is. So it goes back to a lady saying, oh, I feel like I'm babysitting. So that's one. Money. Can he afford to date you? You're an established woman. You raised your children. You got your degrees. You got degrees on top of degrees. You own property, you have your home, and, you're doing good for yourself. You're not trying to brag about what you got and your titles and the accomplishments. But, sometimes you would like to relax and go out to dinner sometimes, go on a trip, go to a concert, or just be, or go shopping or something. Can he afford to do that? Can he afford not only to just pay your way, to treat, but can he pay his own way? Can he afford to date? If he's younger than you, maybe he's still climbing the ladder, trying to get his foot in the door, that that, you know, the entry level position, or, you know, maybe he's still in college, who knows? Or he's still establishing his credit. Those are things, that's fine. That's fine. But are you ready for that, ladies? If you are looking for a younger man, are you ready to date someone who is younger, who may not have what you're looking for when it comes to long term, but they look good and they're fun to be around? So, you know, would you it's like balance it out? Would you become their mother figure? Are you the type of woman that likes to mother and smother? Then, you know, be careful with that. You're trying to date. You're not trying to raise somebody else's child. So keep that in mind, ladies. Keep that in mind. What will your family or friends say? Are you the type of person who cares what they say? I personally would not care what my family or friends say about me dating someone younger than me. It's my business as long as they're legal and he's treating me right and he's not abusing me and you know, in any type of way, he's not taking advantage of me, then they just have to deal with it and accept it. So I think that overall, age does not matter as much as compatibility. If you find someone who is 21 and you're 41, and he's sharing things that you really enjoy and he makes you feel good, then I say go for it. Forget what other people say. That's my take on it. I think that, you know, go ahead and be a cougar. That's what they still call it. But I say it's called woman knowing what she wants and knowing how to get it and when she wants it. You know how you want to be pleased. You know what you would not tolerate. You're not playing any games. You want to play, but you're not trying to play games. And you're not trying to get played. You just want to enjoy yourself, enjoy your life. And you're at a page in your chapter where outside noises just irrelevant. Because they're not paying your bills, they're not giving you orgasms, and they're definitely not making you smile. So that's what I believe. That's my two cents on that. So if you have some comments about that, whether you agree or disagree or you're indifferent, please let me know. Call in 657-383-0398. Okay? I'm still taking calls and messages and everything, but I'm just going to go into some bonus stuff. Let's talk about sex. Okay? Let's talk about that. There are... there's so much to say when it comes to sex, right? What I've learned that sex is a journey. Sex is a journey. There, you do not have sex to come. Okay, that's something you would like to do, but your number one goal is you're not trying to get a nut off. You're trying to have an experience with the person. Now, how do you do that? Well, I mean, of course, you know what to do when it comes to how to have sex. I mean, you know what positions. You know what positions that you need to get into. You know what makes you feel good. But, you know, the positions of being in the front, being in the back, on top, bottom, upside down, right side up, using toys or using your hands, using your feet, using your mouth. There are different ways to please each other. Now, take a step back and just think about this. I want you to remember, a while back we discussed tantric sex, and this has become one of my go-to references because I think it's important that we start becoming more in tune with our bodies. Sometimes we don't pay attention to our internal being, to share that energy with another being. You're just two bodies just clapping. And it's actually much more deeper than that if you allow yourself and open yourself to that experience. So let's step back and think about this. Think about your breathing. Think about your breathing. You're with your partner and you two are, you know, embraced and everything. Concentrate on your breathing. Concentrate on their breathing. And your attention is focused on your intention. So if you're intending to please your woman just by, you know, focusing on her clit, stay focused on her clit and pay attention to her responses. Okay? If your intention is to pleasure your lover, your man, by, you know, rubbing on his balls, then stay focused on that. Present, you're present in the moment. You're not focusing on some goal to just come. That's what I mean. So your only end game right now is in the present game that you're in. Okay? So whether you're going hard, whether you're going soft, slow, fast, or whatever, then there's some intention to it. So what is it? Your attention is focused on your intention. Your attention is focused on your intention. All right? So another key thing that I want you guys to keep in mind when you're having sex, have sex beyond penetration. Okay? Think about that. Have sex beyond penetration. Don't just be, okay? Fuck beyond penetration. So you're having sex with your hand or you're having sex with your mouth. Combine it. Combine the oral sex with the strokes. Combine the stroking with penetration. But remember, go beyond penetration, all right? So you need to learn different techniques in trying to please your partner. So be creative. Don't be afraid to be creative. Use your imagination. That is like something that we are blessed with, imagination. That's how these buildings are here. That's how the artwork that you surround yourself with, the music, the clothing, it's because it's from someone's creativity. They imagined it and it became real. So use the power of your imagination to be creative. And yes, you're applying it to sex. Don't just use your body to just have an end game of having, you know, an orgasm. That's whack, okay? Do something a little bit stronger than that, please. That would be nice. Thank you very much. Here's another tip for you real quick. When you're having sex in the same position, how do you make it more interesting? Mix it up. That's all. Mix it up. Make it hard. Make it soft. Mix it up. If you're in that same position and you really enjoy that position, if you're side by side and you feel comfortable in that position and your partner does too, okay, what can you do to make it lively? What can you do to give that different sensation? Go hard. Then go soft. Then, you know, move your hips a certain way. If you're still in that same position, you can hold your woman down forcefully while you kiss her gently. See that contrast? So if you're gripping her, but you still reassure her that she's safe and that you're loving on her, then you just kiss her gently. That's how you do that. So if you're going fast, you're building up that heat, that sensation, go go fast, and then all of a sudden just slow down. Just go in slow motion. Pretend it's a movie. Your body just slows down. So go for that. Go for that, you guys. And those are just like my last minute tips on that, because I feel like, you know, even though we're adults and we, you know, we feel like we know a lot, there's always something else that we can learn. Maybe there's something that we took for granted, something that we overlooked, or maybe we just haven't found that right partner that is really compatible, and we don't know what we really want to do or how we want to express it to our partner. So I am open to suggestions on that of how to communicate with your partner to do something new and different and, you know, make it right, right? So, yeah, so that's all I have for tonight, because I just wanted to get that out there. I wanted to talk about women dating younger men, because we talked about, you know, men dating younger women. And that was just on my mind. And I hope that my tips has some type of impact on what you may be doing later on in the bedroom, maybe. I hope so. And we will resume some dialogue. I want to hear from you guys. You're being very shy with me tonight, and that's okay. That's okay. I am getting messages that you are listening. So thank you for listening. So next week I have some juicy for you. I have some juicy for you, meaning I have Miss Juicy from Juicy Boutique. She is my guest next week, and we'll be talking about something very juicy, and. I'm going to leave it at that. So you need to find out what the topic will be. Now, you know, I've had Miss Juicy on the show before. And when we discussed, you know, sex, she is very candid. So I need you to come with questions when it comes to sex, because you know that's what we're going to talk about, everything sex. We're going to go right into it about sex. And also, let me just put this plug in. We have an exciting, sexy party coming up that I think you should attend. If you're in the Chicagoland area, my good friend Disco Poor Kahari B has a party called Winter Babies Revenge. Yes. So this is something that you must come to, because it's going to be nice, and I think you will love every bit of it. So this is, it's a summer celebration, Winter Babies Revenge. We are celebrating, the theme is called Painted, Dark, and Divine. All right. So this is a party that you need to come to. There's house music. Yes. And it's taking place July 29th. So you need to make sure you're there. Come sexy, you know, whether it's body painted or a little of nothing, that's fine. The location will be revealed next week. Yes, so if you are interested to find out more information about it, then go to winterbaby-revenge.bpt.me, all right? Or you can just look up Kahari on Facebook, Kahari Bowden, and you'll find all this little wonderful information about that. I think you will find this party to be very sexy. I will be there. I will be there in all of my nakedness. Yes, sirs, and yes, ma'ams. And that's that. I must add that I do have my book. My book is on Amazon, you guys. Unleashed, Seductive Poetry by Erica Jarvis. That would be me. And it's on sale. I think you should get a copy of it. Let me know that you got it. Send me a message and say, hey, I got your book. Let me know what you think of it. I will greatly appreciate that. And I will be checking with you guys next week, same time at 8 o'clock. And we will talk with Miss Juicy. And I'm going to try to sneak in and have Disco Poet Kahari B on here to talk more about his debauchery ball, Winter Babies Revenge. How about that? Would that make you happy? All right. Well, you're making me happy, and I do appreciate you listening in. So you take care of each other. Keep loving on each other like I love on you. And see you next week. Cheers.